I thank the representative of NGOs for his statement. And this brings us to the end of the discussion. Before we turn to the procedure issue, that is the approval of the report, I would like to say a few words. I will not be long because I can't speak anymore. I would say that I have witnessed an interesting discussion, a valuable exchange of views and positions, and I would say that this exercise today was not a waste of time. Nevertheless, the discussion conferred to me what I said in the morning, that there is still divergence of views, but it should not prevent us from trying to do our best in strengthening the convention. And I hope that we all will jointly do in future. Thank you very much. Now we will turn to the approval of the draft report. I suppose that all delegations have a copy of the draft report that was circulated before the lunch break. And I hope we'll swiftly go through it. Just for a change, I will try to go section by section. So let's take section Roman 1. The only change from the previous reports is point 2.2e, where the agenda of MX5 was reflected. Otherwise, it's the same as previous report. So may I take it that the section Roman 1 is approved? So decided. Section Roman 2, organization of the meeting of experts. Para 4 is changed to depict the reality, date, name, and name of the chair and name of the meeting. Otherwise, the text is the same. May I take it that section 2 is approved? So decided. Section Roman 3, participation at the meeting. It is entirely the same as in previous meetings. May I take it that section 3 stands approved? So decided. Section Roman 4, work of the meeting of experts. Here we will go para by para. Paragraph 15. Are there any comments to para 15? Venezuela, you have the floor.